I want to say how much I appreciate all the good work, help that everyone's been to get ready for the meeting. And, of course, if you come in the foyer upstairs, you can tell that we're not quite finished. But today we can see the finish line anyway. So, and the men have worked so hard getting a new tile down in the foyer, and to me it looks beautiful, and they I want you to know they work from about 8:30 in the morning till about 10 or 11 o'clock at night every night last week. Just exhausting work to get that done. Different ones came in even after work. Brother Mark every night after work come in and work till late at night. And Brother Calderon and Brother Elias worked, you know, from daylight to dark, and Brother Randy Ayers worked with them. Let's give them a hand for working so hard and helping us. Elias has a ticket to go home the day after the meeting. I said, I bought enough tile to do the restrooms. I said, so I'm going to change your ticket so you can stay and help Brother Calderon finish those bathrooms the week after the meeting. He said, Brother Smith, change Brother Green's ticket. He needs to help Brother Calderon. Muy inteligente. He's been telling me every day to be sure to change Brother Green's ticket. Anyway. All right. No. All right, Mr. and Mrs. Thomas, Larry, and what's your wife's first name? Jesse? Jesse. Jensie. Okay, I'm sorry. What about the little boy's name? Alonzo. All right, aren't we glad they're here? Appreciate you coming. I see Brother and Sister Stafis back there made it in. We're glad that you're here. And Sister June, I can't remember y'all's last name. Ogden, that's it. Brother and Sister Ogden. Brother Ogden said, I brought my work clothes for the week. So all of you department heads will go ahead and fight over him. But He was a great help the very first time he came. Just came in and went to work with us. Okay, so this morning I think we'll have Brother Calderon and Brother Elias and Brother Green come up here and do the Bible study. Y'all can ask them any question you want to ask them about the Bible or the Dominican Republic or any question you have. You know, and Brother Green, he's a good interpreter, so he'll tell them what you're asking, who you want to ask. So, Mano Calderon, Leah, Bang, Brother Green. Brother Green is, he is a true Dominican. He's behind right now. He's eating. And, you know, if I tell him we're leaving, he's still sitting in the chair when I'm in the car. And Sister Smith, though, she says, now you know how I feel. So I have to be patient with Brother Green. Pastor, ven. Elias, ven para acá. These brethren, for those of you who don't know him, which would be only probably the Brother and Sister Thomas. Is that Shay? Well, is she doing good? Let's keep clapping for her, you know, because I'm afraid she'll quit coming if we don't make her feel good. Brother Green, hurry. You're the interpreter. They're going to start asking questions. We're still glad to have the Dominicans with us. Sister Yolanda, she's the lady of the group this time. No other women from the Dominican is here. So she's in charge of all three of these guys. But I promise you, she can handle it. ¿Y sabe qué yo dijo? Ella jefe de todos tres ustedes. Y ella suficiente por eso. Okay. All right, Brother Green. They're going to have to pass. They can only talk one at a time, so we just give them one mic. And then we'll give y'all mics to ask questions. I think this one mic may be... See if it works.
Hello. How's everybody this morning? And give me a little bit more volume here.
I will. Just a minute. Who's got a question? Where's Brother Jerry?
That was... listen to this. In Philadelphia, there was a preacher had a son and a nephew, and they went down into the basement. And the server was up there, and then this preacher's son and his nephew, when they went down there, they went into a barrel of wine. My God, they drank most of that wine. When one went home and the other one went up to the sanctuary, and the son in the back saying, he said, "I'm gonna say it." The preacher said, "Say it, son." Say, "I'm gonna say it." He said, "Say it." He said, "I'm going to say that we went down into the basement and we went into the barrel of wine and we drank all that wine." We drank it all. So I'm going to say that I couldn't eat my breakfast this morning. I'm going to say it. Anyway. Hallelujah. Hacerle alguna. Si ustedes tienen preguntas, ellos tienen preguntas, ustedes empiecen ellos. Si ustedes tienen alguna pregunta de la República Dominicana, o si ustedes tienen pregunta de. Ya el pastor se lo dijo. Si ustedes tienen pregunta, si ustedes tienen.
Pregunta hacia ellos.
Para ellos. No, I had it wrong. Can I get you fellas to get, or you brothers to give us your testimony? I've never heard your testimony. Yes, sir.
Dice que quiero que alguno de ustedes den su testimonio. Nosotros no sabemos su testimonio. ¿Cómo ustedes vinieron al cuerpo?
Venga, yo puedo.
Comienza contigo, Calderón.
Okay, que Dios lo bendiga a todos.
May God bless you all.
Para mí es una honra y un honor estar aquí en medio de todos ustedes.
For me it's a blessing, an honor to be among you.
Yo me siento muy contento y bendecido.
I feel glad and blessed.
De que Dios hizo un camino para yo estar en el cuerpo de Cristo.
So that God made a way for me to be in the body of Christ.
Yo no sabía si había un lugar así en la tierra.
I didn't know that if there was a place like this on the earth.
Pero yo pensaba de que había un lugar mejor, pero no lo conocía.
I always thought that it was a better place, but I didn't know it, where it was.
Yo me preguntaba yo mismo.
I asked my own self.
Si donde yo estaba, si donde yo estaba, esa eran la gente que se iban a salvar.
I asked myself, if the people where I was, they was going to be the people who was going to be saved.
Pero yo no sabía dónde estaba ese lugar.
I didn't know where the place, that place was.
Pero un día,
but there was a day,
el pastor Elías, yo oí que se estaba volviendo loco.
I heard that brother Elías was going crazy.
Y yo fui a ver por qué él se estaba volviendo loco.
I went to see why he was going crazy.
Y cuando yo llegué allá a su casa, él me dijo, ¿qué él había encontrado?
When I went to his house, he told me what he had found.
Y él me dijo, al único que yo voy a hablarle de eso en la iglesia del Nazareno solamente a ti.
He said, the only one who I'm going to speak about what I found in the Nazarene church is only you.
Y él comenzó a decirme.
He began to tell me.
Yo no entendí nada.
I didn't understand nothing.
El primer día.
The first day.
Y yo me fui a mi casa.
I went home.
Y yo le dije a la esposa mía, ¿verdad que el pastor Elías está loco?
I told my wife, I said, truly, Elías is crazy.
Y yo seguí visitándole al pastor Elías porque nosotros siempre hemos estado juntos.
I kept visiting brother Elías because that, you know, we always was together.
La segunda vez tampoco entendí nada.
The second time I didn't understand nothing.
Usted sabe que cuando uno está viejo es un poco duro a entender algo.
When you're old, it's sometimes become difficult for you to understand some things.
Y yo le dije, y yo seguí yendo.
I kept going.
Pero ya por tercera vez,
at the third time,
yo tomé nota de lo que él me estaba diciendo.
I took notes of what he was telling me.
Y yo regresé a mi casa.
So I went back home.
Y yo me puse a analizar lo que él me estaba diciendo con la Biblia.
And I began to analyze what he was telling me with the Bible.
Y yo comencé a entender algo.
Then I began to understand something.
Entonces yo comencé a pensar y a decir, parece que lo que me está diciendo el pastor Elías tiene sentido.
I began to think, I said, look like what Elias is telling me have it makes sense.
Y comenzó a gustarme eso.
And I began to like it.
Sí. Y a interesarme en eso.
So I become interested in that.
Entonces después me habló del pastor Elías que del pastor Smith que venía.
So then he told me about brother Smith that he was coming.
Y entonces yo fui a lo culto que estaba dando el pastor Smith.
So I began to go to those services in the Bible study with brother Smith.
Y así yo comencé a ser bendecido con esa palabra.
So I began to be blessed with these words.
Entonces la difunta esposa mía.
So my deceased wife.
Ella vio que yo comencé a cambiar la enseñanza en la iglesia.
She saw that I began to change the teaching in church.
Y ella comenzó a sentirse mal y a enojarse conmigo.
She began to feel bad and to get mad at me.
Entonces ella comenzó a decir, ahora tú te estás volviendo loco igual que el pastor Elías.
She said, now you're becoming crazy like just like Elias.
Pero yo seguí interesado en el mensaje.
I kept interested in that message.
Y yo llegué a un tiempo.
I come, there was a time.
Que ya yo sentía que yo no podía quedarme más en ese lugar donde estaba.
I felt that I couldn't stay more in the place where I was.
Pero no podía decirle a la esposa mía, vámonos.
I couldn't tell my wife, I felt that I couldn't tell my wife, let's leave.
Porque ella no aguantaba eso. Ella no aceptaba ese mensaje.
She didn't accept that message.
Y yo me veía un poco enredado con eso.
I was in some way wrapped up.
Y yo no sabía ni qué hacer.
I didn't know what to do.
Pero yo sentía una candela grande que me estaba quemando en mi corazón.
I felt a fire burning in my inside.
Y yo quería irme.
I wanted to leave.
Pero no podía.
But I couldn't.
Pero me quedé ahí orando.
I remained and I was praying.
Y asistiendo a los cultos.
And going to the services.
El pastor Smith iba y hacía mucho estudio con nosotros.
Brother Smith went and he had a lot of Bible study with us.
Y me fui llenando y interesando sumamente por el mensaje.
I began to get filled and become interested in that message.
Y ya yo no veía otra cosa delante de mí, solamente dejar religión y irme.
So I didn't see nothing else but leave religion and leave.
Pero yo nunca podía decirle a la esposa mía, vámonos.
I never could tell my wife, let's go.
Llega un tiempo más adelante.
It came a time later on.
La esposa mía estaba enferma del corazón.
My wife, she was sick. She had a heart disease.
Y le dio un infarto y murió.
She had a stroke and she died.
Yo no quería perder la verdad.
I didn't want to lose her.
Porque yo la sentía, yo la quería mucho.
I loved her.
Pero murió.
But she passed.
Y después de eso, que ella murió.
After she passed.
Yo no duré un mes en religión.
I didn't spend 1 month in religion.
Y yo hice una casita en un sitio allá en un batey que le llaman Guerrero.
I made a little house.
Ajá. Y pudimos, con la ayuda del pastor Smith, pudimos hacer una casita ahí.
With the help of Brother Smith, we could make a little shack house. We can call it like that.
Y pudimos lograr llevar toda la gente para ahí.
We took all the people into that place. Yeah, church.
Pero no perdí ni una sola gente.
We didn't lose one person.
Toda la gente se fueron conmigo.
All the people went with me.
Y ellos les gustaron también el mensaje.
They liked the message.
Hemos tenido muchos problemas con ese mensaje.
We have had a lot of trouble and problem with this message.
Nos han atacado mucho.
We have received a lot of attack.
Pero estamos ahí.
But we are there.
Y nos gusta el mensaje.
And we love this message.
Y la gente le gusta el cuerpo de Cristo.
And the people love the body of Christ.
Ellos han entendido que no hay ningún otro lugar mejor que ese lugar.
They have understood that there is not another, a better place than that place.
Pero tengo una cantidad de gente que se han ido, que se han mudado del Batey para a la ciudad.
I have a number of people who have moved from that village to town.
Y casi la mitad de la gente.
Like almost half of the people.
Pero con la ayuda del Pastor Smith,
with the help of Brother Smith,
estamos haciendo una construcción.
We're building a church.
En la ciudad de la en la ciudad de la Romana.
En la Romana.
Y de block.
You know, it's built of concrete.
Y ya está altura de plato casi mente.
It's up to the ceiling level.
Y queremos con la ayuda de Dios.
We want with the help of God.
Y de la gente de Dios.
And with the people of God.
Poder terminarlo.
We want to be able to finish it.
Yo quiero antes de yo morirme.
I want before I die.
Tener una iglesia fuerte del cuerpo de Cristo.
I want to have a strong body church over there.
Sí. Sí. Ok, sí. Dios hizo un camino para yo estar en el cuerpo de Cristo.
So God made a way for me to be in the body of Christ.
Yo no sé, pero yo pienso así. Yo digo así, pienso así.
You know, I don't know, but I think like this.
Tal vez si la esposa, si la difunta esposa mía estuviera viva.
I think if my deceased wife was alive,
tal vez yo no tuviera en el cuerpo de Cristo.
Maybe I wouldn't be in the body of Christ.
No sé lo que Dios iba a hacer.
I don't know what God was going to do.
Pero ella estaba opuesta totalmente al mensaje.
She was opposed totally to this message.
Los hijos míos,
my children,
los que están conmigo,
the one that are with me,
y algunos de los que no están conmigo,
and some of the one that are not with me,
el más grande,
the oldest,
y el cuarto de la difunta,
and the fourth one of my former wife,
y dos que están conmigo en la casa.
And two of them are with me at home.
Ellos están en el cuerpo de Cristo también.
They are in the body of Christ as well.
Pero yo he sido bendecido fuertemente.
I've been strongly blessed.
Dios me ha dado una esposa.
God gave me a wife.
Una nueva esposa.
A new wife.
Que ella le gusta el cuerpo de Cristo más que yo.
She loved the body of Christ more than me.
Yes. Esa si tiene que pelear por el cuerpo de Cristo, pelea por el cuerpo de Cristo.
If she have to fight for the body of Christ, she will do it.
Ya le gusta mucho.
She loved the body.
Dios le ha dado ese mensaje a ella.
God have given her that message.
Y ella comprende el mensaje.
And she understand that message.
Dios me dio dos hijos con ella, la nueva esposa.
God gave me two children with her.
Uno moreno igual que yo.
You know, a little black being just like me.
Y uno claro igual que ella.
And one, you know, light skin just like her.
Pero somos bien bendecidos.
So we are blessed.
Así que oren por nosotros.
Pray for us.
Y oren por el Pastor Smith.
Pray for Brother Smith.
Para que él siga haciendo ese gran trabajo que él está haciendo en Dominica República.
For him to keep on doing a great job like he's doing in the Dominican Republic.
Y que pueda seguir haciendo más todavía.
For him to continue to do more yet.
Sí. Yo sé que con la ayuda de todos